Good evening. This is In the Field with Sin City and Savage.
Hello.
He doesn't usually show himself. I was shocked. You see, my cat wants to be a part of the podcast tonight. So we're going to jump right in for the week 7 predictions and the wins and losses for me and Sav. I need to get back to tallying us up. I'm looking for week 5 because I don't know where that's at in our notes so that I can see how many we won and lost for that one. But I do have week 6 here and week 7 in my hand, but we're going to only do week 7. So we're going to start with the Thursday night game. It was the Steelers at the Bengals with a, what's that,
31? 33-31.
Okay.
I say week 7, we start off the week with Thursday night, the Bengals hosting the Steelers. Bengals won by a score of 33-31. Steelers started this game up 10-0, then proceeded to play no defense at all after that. Since he scored 17 unanswered to take 17-10 halftime lead, then it was a shootout after the half. Steelers really didn't have no answer for Joe Flacco and the Bengals receivers. This one was strictly on the defense. We couldn't get Flacco on the ground one time. That shit was sad. Anyway, the player of the game for Pittsburgh was Pat Freiermuth. He had 5 catches for 111 yards and 2 touchdowns. Honorable mention to Jaylen Warren. He had 16 carries for 127 yards and also added 4 catches for 31 yards. Bengals player of the game was obviously Ja'Marr Chase. He had 16 catches for 161 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, so we're going to go to the Sunday London game.
Yes.
Was the Rams and the Jaguars. The Rams beat them 35-7.
Yes. Next, moving on to the Jaguars hosting the Rams in London. Rams dominated this game from the beginning, having a 21-0 lead at the halftime, ultimately going on to win. Like Sin said, 35-7. The Rams player of the game was Matt Stafford. He went 21-33 for 182 yards and 5 touchdowns. The Jags player of the game was... obviously, it was nobody, but but there was a positive outcome for this game. The Jaguars' first-round pick, Travis Hunter, goes for his first 100-yard game and his first NFL touchdown. He had 8 catches for 101 yards and 1 touchdown.
All right. 1 o'clock Sunday games. First one, Eagles at the Vikings. I believe that says 28-22. Eagles won this game.
Yes, next we had the Vikings hosting the Eagles. Eagles won this by a score of 28-22. Eagles' run game continues to struggle, but the passing game opened up in this one as the Eagles' player of the game was Jalen Hurts. He went 19-23 for 326 yards and 3 touchdowns. Honorable mentions to both the starting receivers for the Eagles, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Smith had 9 catches for 183 yards and a touchdown. A.J. Brown had 4 catches for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns. Vikings' star player was Jordan Addison. He had 9 catches for 128 yards.
Wow. This next game, Patriots at the Titans. The Titans is my second team, my AFC team. I don't know what they need to do. I think they need to just flank out and come back next year because they did a backwards score, 31-13. Patriots beat them.
Yes, next we had the Titans hosting the Patriots, but the Patriots won by a score of 31-13. Patriots player of the game was Drake May. He went 21-23 for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns. Titans player of the game was nobody. and words of the rookie quarterback, the whole team, they're just playing like ass, their ass.
They're playing like ass, their ass. Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. Panthers at the Jets. The Panthers beat the Jets 13-6.
Yeah, we had the Jets hosting the Panthers, which the Panthers won by a score, like Sin said, 13-6. Not much was happening in this defensive slugfest, as Panthers only racked up 307 yards of total offense, and the Jets only 220 yards of total offense. Both teams punted at least 5 times. The Panthers' star player was Xavier Leggett. He had 9 catches for 92 yards and a touchdown. Jets' player was nobody as they fall to 0-7. You know what the Jets stand for, just in the season.
Okay, I forgot about that one. Next game was the Dolphins at the Browns. The Browns blew those Dolphins out. They won 31-6.
Yeah, the Nets. Yeah, the Browns hosting the Dolphins, in which the Browns won this game by a score of 31-6. Pure domination by the Browns defense, forcing Tua to throw 3 interceptions.
Okay. We got the next game. The Saints at the Bears. The Bears won this game 26-14, and the Bears have won 4 straight now.
Yes, next we had the Bears hosting the Saints, in which the Bears won by a score of 26-14. Bears defense forced Saints QB Spencer Rattlers to throw 3 interceptions, and Bears' dominant run game leads the way as they had over 200 yards of rushing. Saints' best player was Chris Olave. He had 5 catches for 98 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bears' best player was DeAndre Swift. He had 19 carries for 124 yards and a touchdown, and he also had 14 yards on 1 catch.
All right. The next game, is the Raiders at the Chiefs. Does that say 31-0?
Yeah. Next, we had the Chiefs. The Chiefs hosting the Raiders, in which Chiefs won by a score of 31-0. Pure domination by the Chiefs as the Raiders.
Hello, Rashawn.
Like this was the real pure domination. Like ultimate, like disrespect. Like Raiders couldn't even muster 100 yards of total offense. Chiefs' best player in this game was Patrick Mahomes. He went 26-35 for 286 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had 4 carries for 28 yards. Honorable mention to Rasheed Rice from his 6-game absence from his suspension. He had 7 catches for 42 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay, then we're going to move on to the 4 o'clock game. The Colts at the Chargers game. Colts won. Good old Daniel Jones. 30-24.
No, next we had the Chargers hosting the Colts, and which the Colts won by a score of 38-24.
Oh, 38, okay.
Colts led this game wire to wire. Colts' best player was Jonathan Taylor. He had 16 carries for 94 yards and a hat trick, 3 touchdowns. Chargers' best player was rookie Oron Gadson. He had 7 catches for 164 yards and a touchdown. I'll give an honorable mention to Herbert because he did throw for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, but he threw 2 interceptions. So.
Oh, wow.
That's why he wasn't the player of the game.
We got the Giants at the Broncos next. The Broncos beat the Giants by 1 point, 33-32.
Yes, next we had the Broncos hosting the Giants. Giants led this game 19-0 going into the fourth quarter. Then the Broncos team kicked in the horsepower. Huh, you like that pun? I'm going to say is they scored 33 points in the fourth quarter, the second most points scored in a quarter in NFL history. That was the worst fold job I've seen since 28-3. If you know, you know. Giants' best player was Cam Scadabo. He rushed for 16 times for 60 yards. He also added 34 receiving yards and a touchdown. Broncos player of the game was Bo Nix. He went 27-50 for 279 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 48 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns.
All right, we got another game here. Packers at the Cardinals. Packers won 27-23.
Yes, and we had the Cardinals hosting the Packers, and which Packers won by a score, like Sin said, 27-23. Packers' best player was Josh Jacobs. He had 13 carries for 55 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cardinals' best player was Trey McBride. He had 10 catches for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. The last 4 o'clock game was the Commanders at the Cowboys, which the Cowboys beat them 44-22.
Next, we had the Cowboys hosting the Commanders, in which the Cowboys dominated by a score of 44-22. I won't dwell on this one, as my guys are banged up and went down to 4th and 5th string receivers. We got to get our offense healthy, but defense, they've been playing like ass for real. Dallas player of the game was Dak Prescott. He went 21-30 for 260 yards, 3 touchdowns. Honorable mention to CeeDee Lamb. He had 5 catches for 110 yards and a TD returning from injury.
Yes, okay. 8 o'clock game Sunday night was the Falcons at the 49ers. The 49ers beat the Falcons 20-10.
Yes, Nesby had the Sunday night game. The 49ers hosting the Falcons, in which the 49ers won by a score of 20-10. The Falcons' best player was Bijan Robinson. He had 14 carries for 40 yards. He also added 6 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown. 49ers' best player was Christian McCaffrey. He had 24 carries for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 7 catches for 72 yards.
Okay. We had two Monday night games. The Bucks at the Lions, and the Lions won 24-9.
Yes, next we had the Lions hosting the Buccaneers, in which the Lions won by a score of 24-9. The Lions had a great showing from their makeshift defense. They banged up, but they showed up in this game. They really frustrated Baker Mayfield all night. The Lions player of the game was Jahmyr Gibbs. He had 17 carries for 136 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 3 catches for 82 yards.
Okay, and the last game for Monday night was the Texans at the Seahawks. The Seahawks beat them 27-19.
I said next, we had the Seahawks hosting the Texans, and with Seahawks won by a score of 27-19. Texans best player was Dalton Schultz. He had 9 catches for 98 yards. Should have
started him on the fantasy.
Seahawks best player was Jackson Smith-Njigba. He had 8 catches for 123 yards and a touchdown.
All right. And I'm going to go into a couple things I had wrote down. Steelers released quarterback Logan Woodside. He was on, the practice squad?
Yeah, they say he got terminated.
Yeah, they released him. Didn't say why. They say Tyler Lockett accumulated 8,664 yards and scored 61 touchdowns in 168 games. The Steelers should pick up this wide receiver.
No, we don't want no old-ass Tyler Lockett.
All right. Former Steelers quarterback Justin Fields, who plays for the Jets, breaks his silence on why he was benched against the Panthers. It was in favor of Tyrod Taylor.
I mean, he's been playing like butt, but I can't blame it on him because he did win games for us last year. But it just feels like whoever's running the Jets organization, they just running it into the ground.
All right. It says, after the Cowboys win over Washington, Cowboys are saying 3 key players are coming back for practice today. The center, Cooper Beebe, the rookie cornerback, Siobhan Revel, and the linebackers, third season, DeMarvian Overshown, or should we say Agent Zero.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're back?
The real Agent Zero is Gilbert.
Put your green eyes in the camera.
The real Agent Zero is Gilbert Arenas. He played for the Washington Wizards. I mean, taking no DC Bama, muffin Cowboy Bama.
Look at how he talks about my Cowboys. I would be salty too if I lost by 22 points.
And give him, trying to steal a legend in DC's name and take it on to the Cowboys. I remember going for that. That's sticking with.
And those 3 should be playing in 2 to 3 weeks. Jonathan Mingo is bumped up to the 53-man roster and don't know when Trayvon Diggs will be back. Not sure on why or what caused his concussion. The team sent him home on Monday and have maintained their loyalty with him. Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, concussion.
Yeah, they sent him home on Monday, but I think it's more to it. Broncos historic 33-point comeback win after being shut out for the first 3 quarters. That was something to talk about. Drake May breaking a Patriots franchise record for completion percentage in a single game. Matt Stafford setting a new record for the most passing touchdowns in a single game played in London. No lead is safe in 2025, guys. There has been 26 lead changes in the final 2 minutes of a game. And now we will go on to next week's game. Starting tomorrow, we have Thursday night, the Vikings at the Chargers. I chose the Chargers. Who are you choosing, Sam?
I'm choosing the Chargers, too. That's tough, then.
All right, Chargers. 1 o'clock games. We don't have any 9 o'clock, 9:30 games out of the country. Dolphins at the Falcons. I chose the Falcons. Who do you choose?
Falcons.
All right.
The Dolphins, they've just been looking like buns.
We got the Bears at the Ravens. I chose the Bears. Who do you choose? Bears are on a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah, they've been playing the ass things, though. With Lamar coming back, I don't know. That's tough. I'm going to hope the Bears win, but I think the Ravens are
going
to win.
You going with the Ravens then?
Yeah.
All right. Then we got the next game. Jets at the Bengals. I chose the Bengals. Who do you choose?
Jets or the Bengals? Bengals.
All right, next game is Bills at the Panthers. I chose the Bills. Who do you choose?
That's interesting. I ain't going to lie. I would love to root for the Panthers. I'm going to take the Bills, but I'm hoping the Panthers get that upset down.
All right, Bills as well. I chose Bills. 49ers at the Texans. I chose the 49ers.
I'm going to take the Texans.
All right. Next game, Browns at the Patriots. I chose the Browns.
Patriots.
Last 1 o'clock game is Giants at the Eagles. I chose the Giants.
You got the Eagles. They got to get their smoke back against them.
All right. Then we go on to the 4 o'clock games. We got the Bucks at the Saints. I chose the Bucks. Then we got the Titans at the Colts. I chose the Titans.
Colts.
And we got the Cowboys at the Broncos. I chose the Cowboys, of course.
Broncos riding high up there, motherfucker, getting 33.4 cold, man. That's tough. And that's the 4 o'clock game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not saying. I'm going to take the Broncos down.
He's got the Broncos over my Cowboys. All right, Sunday night game. Packers at the Steelers. I chose the Steelers. Of course, you chose the Steelers. They got to come back from last week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Monday night game. Commanders at the Chiefs. I chose the Chiefs. Of course, you got the Commanders.
This don't get any easier for us.
And we have 6 teams on the bye, and they are, 1 second, let me put his Commanders down. The bye this week is the Lions, the Cardinals, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Jaguars, and the Raiders. All right, and then I will tell you that last week I came in 5 wins, 10 losses. Sav had 8 wins and 7 losses. Anything else to add, Sav? This was a short one tonight. I didn't have any questions for Sav tonight. I was trying to get my stuff, and then when I found out he did all the teams for the recap, I said, okay, well, I'm just going to do a little bit of facts. But so until next week, we'll be back. Hello, LaJean, Flex. We're about to end our live and our podcast for this evening. We will be back next Wednesday. You have a great night. This is Sin Out and Sav.
Out.